Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Mi'ila Daf Yud Zayin, Mi'ila 17. And today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara tells a story about a decree that the Romans made upon the Jewish people and about two attempts that were made to end this decree. So the first attempt was as follows. Pam achas gazra malchus kezera. One time the Romans made a decree upon the Jewish people, shelo yishmeru es haShabbos. They said that the Jewish people are not allowed to keep the Shabbos. V'shelo yamulu es b'nehem. They're not allowed to circumcise their children. V'sheyivalu es nidos. That they made a decree that the women weren't allowed to go to the mikvah, and that as a result of this, the men, the husbands and the wives would be living together, and even when the wife was in nida, when she was in her period cycle, and this was a great violation of the Torah. And so they said that the Romans made this decree that they weren't able to keep it. Why specifically these three areas and not any other areas? Why specifically Mila and Shabbos and Nida? So the Marsha writes, because these mitzvahs were given to the Jewish people to separate us from the nations of the world. Because about circumcision, it says, Vayala os bris. This will be a sign of a covenant between Beinu Beinechem, between me and you, between God and us. And also with respect to Shabbos, it says, Beinu Vein Bnei Yisrael os hilulam. Shabbos is called an os, a sign between me and between God and the Jewish people. And with respect to women, where there's no circumcision, so the way the Jewish women distinguish themselves from the other nations of the world is through the practice of mikvah, of going to the mikvah during their cycles. As it states in the Gemara in Krisos 9a, that the Jewish people entered into the covenant at Sinai only with milah and tefillah, with circumcision and immersion, and also with carbon and with respect to, however, the primary thing is with respect to circumcision and immersion in the mikvah. And so we see that women who do not have circumcision as an obligation upon themselves, because that circumcision only applies to boys, so their immersion in the covenant was literally through immersion. Their entrance into the covenant was through immersion in the mikvah. So that's why the Romans understood this, and they tried to outlaw these three things for the Jewish people. They tried to outlaw Shabbos, Bris Milah, and also the Nida, also going to the mikvah. So Halach, Rabbi Ruvein ben Estroboli. So Rabbi Ruvein ben Estroboli went to Rome, and he tried to disguise himself. A seeper, he took himself a haircut that was called komi, and this was a type of haircut where they cut the hair really short in the front and you let the hair grow long in the back. This was a haircut that the Jewish people didn't do because it was the ways of the Amorites, but yet the Romans dressed that way, and so he was able to disguise himself like a Roman, and he was able to sit amongst the Romans so that they didn't realize he was Jewish. He sat and sat with the Romans, and he said to them, Misha Yeshua Oyev, he said to them, let me prove to you, if somebody has an enemy, do you want this person, Yaani Oyasher, you want the person to become rich or poor if they're your enemy? They said, well, obviously, Amro Yaani, obviously you want him to become poor. I said, well, if that's the case, Im Kain, Oyasu Malacha B'Shabbos, Kadesh Yanu, don't let the Jewish people do work on Shabbos, we want them to be poor. And they said, oh, you're right. So they stopped that decree. Amru Tavita, they said, you did the right thing. And Amar Libato, and they nullified it. But they canceled that decree. Chazar Amar Lahem, he says to them the second thing, Misha Yeshua Oyev, if somebody has an enemy, do you want this enemy to be Yachish or Yavri? Do you want this enemy to be weak or strong? They said, we want him to be weak, obviously, Yachish. So he said to them, Im Kain, Yamul B'nei Mashmoni Yamim, tell them to give their circumcision to their children on the eighth day. And that way they'll get weak, Yachishu. So they said, you're right, you're speaking good, Tavisa, Ubetlua, and they nullified the decree. Chazar v'amar lahem, he then said to them, Misha yesh lo oyev, if somebody has an enemy, then if that's the case, Yerbo yismite, let the enemy become, you want the enemy to multiply or to be diminished in numbers. They said, obviously want the enemy to be diminished, yismite. So he said, well, if that's the case, oyev awonidos, so make sure that the husbands don't be with their wives when they're in Ida. He said, Tavisa, and they canceled the decrees. But guess what? After a little bit of time, he kiwu boshu hu yehudi, They then recognized that he was Jewish, Hechazirim, and they brought back these three decrees. And then the Gemara goes in and tells the rest of the story, which we're not going to go into now, but the rest of the story is that eventually Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai went, and he was able to nullify the decree for good by saving the Caesar's daughter. But one of the questions that I want to focus on right now is, how could Rabbi Reuven ben Estroboi take a haircut? Take such a haircut, because we know that such a haircut is prohibited because of Darkei Amori, as it's explained in the Gemara in Sotah Memtesa Mabezin Bamakama 83a. And so how is he able to take such a haircut? You're not allowed to dress like the Amorites. And so the answer is that that those who are Karov Malchus, if a person was close to the king, they were allowed to take a haircut in such a manner. Even though it's a biblical prohibition of the Chukosem Lotelechu, as the Rambam writes, that you're not allowed to go in their ways, even though it's a biblical such a prohibition, nevertheless, the rabbis had the right to allow this for Karov Malchus. And the Kesef Mishnah explains, because when you're standing in front of the king, you have Tzorach Hatzolas Haklal. You have the need to save all the Jewish people. And so for this reason, Rabbi Reuven ben Estroboi was allowed to take a haircut. And the second reason is because since the Torah doesn't explain all the details of Chukoseim, the sages have the ability to interpret it how they want. And so therefore, we are allowed to be lenient as it relates to someone who has to be Karvo Malchus, near to the king. And so therefore, that's the primary reason, that those are the primary approaches, that when something is so essential to be near a king, then it's permitted to even be in violation of this prohibition of Chukoseim Lo Seilecho in order for the benefit and the welfare of the entirety of the Jewish people.